Cactus 1539 hit.
Bird strikes have been happening for years, but after the miracle on the Hudson,
we're gonna be nuts.
These 12-year-olds from Sandy, Utah, wanted to do something more about it.
So each of us has our own strengths.
Abigail Slamakotran, Allison Drennan, Eric Snofer, and Timothy Holt looked at bait, greasing bridges, power washing nests.
I also looked at sound system, but we did research, and within a week, the bird got used to it, so that didn't fly. Sorry, bad pun.
More research revealed
random motion scares away birds.
And when they built this, they realized they had something.
Mr. Bobby Boswell put it in a big area where by a pond where birds like to hang out and chill, and the birds were gone. And for the whole duration, it was like, when he put it back, within 45 minutes, all the birds were back.
This was scaring them away.
Yes.
It's a small battery-powered windsock air dancer.
If you look inside, it's just battery, fuse, switch.
They built six. Three of them are now being used at the Salt Lake International Airport. Bobby Boswell is the airport wildlife biologist.
The effective use is we can use them in nesting locations where birds nest and underneath eaves of houses. Here on the airport, we can use them where they do under bridges. We can even use them and float them in water where we may have standing water pool on the airport to prevent ducks from coming in and roosting in those areas.
Abigail, Allie, Eric, and Tim met at Sunrise Elementary School on their first Lego League team, called the Bionic Porcupines 2.0. Now, as they start two different middle schools, they are getting nationally recognized for their Bionic Scarecrow, with an EPA award in July in Denver and new accolades this month in Texas and Washington, D.C. And they have big plans for the future.
We were thinking about starting a business off of our device.
Yes.
We have a target of 216 airports in this area.
And right now we're trying to get onto Hill Air Force Base. Yeah.
Most of the airports that are target ones are either on bird migratory routes or they're near wetlands where birds like to nest. Different places that we can put it, from like beaches to oil pits. We're just trying to help the world as we can.
Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.